Here in Boston, we're not lucky enough to have a taco truck on every corner. Not yet, at least. We're waiting, though. In the Palestinian territories, the concept of a food truck is a pretty new one. Fast food joints on wheels were virtually unheard of before two Palestinian men, fresh out of an Israeli prison, decided to open one up in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Dalia Hatuka has that story.
The sun is blazing over the de facto Palestinian capital. It's at least 90 degrees at the fruit and vegetable market in the city center. That's not keeping shoppers away, though. Five tomatoes for 10 shekels, one vendor yells. That's about $3. Amidst the hustle and bustle, a colorful truck pulls up. A concession window on the side of it opens, and the two men inside get to work. One gets the deep fryer going, the other slices open loaves of bread. It goes by the Arabic name Qitar al-Ta'am, which actually means the food train. But Ramallah's first food truck is just like ones on the streets of American cities. It's the brainchild of Khaldun Berghouti and Abdelrahman Bibi. The two men did time together in an Israeli prison for their association with banned groups. They were locked up for nearly a decade and thought long and hard about how to make a living once they got out. Prisoners don't want to be a burden on society, says Berghouti, who studied IT, history, and marketing, inside and outside of prison. He says they wanted to start a business without walls, something that gave them freedom of movement. Everything about the food truck was inspired by the men's time in prison, Berghouti says. They had the truck painted in bright colors to contrast with the drab tones of life in jail. He says the menu includes a concoction of tuna and corn that's similar to one they had in prison, but it's more of a refined delicacy. We mostly do chicken shawarma sandwiches, chicken schnitzel, hamburgers, and sausage, Berghouti says. All the sandwiches come with a heaping pile of French fries and diced vegetables on top. Then they're drizzled with a choice of tahini or garlic sauce. There's no shortage of hole-in-the-wall fast food shops in Palestinian cities. But a mobile kitchen in the form of a food truck is something new here. The Ministry of Transport created a new kind of license for the business started by Berghouti and Bibi. The toughest thing was finding power, says Bibi, who's 35 years old. He says the diesel generator they had been using for electricity was annoying and smelly. So they researched how other food trucks do it and found a green solution. They had a Palestinian company attach four large solar panels on the truck's roof. Those generate enough power to run the small freezer, ventilation fans, and display fridge. And they help attract a steady stream of customers, too. Let me get a sausage sandwich, says Zirami, a local 14-year-old. I ask him what he thinks of the food truck. Awesome, he says. I like the idea that it works on solar energy. Berghouti and his business partner are betting big on the food truck concept. They have a $37,000 loan to pay back over 5 years. They got a bank loan with a special interest rate as ex-prisoners. Berghouti says everything was customized for this truck. The refrigerator, freezer, and fryers. I think the only thing we bought from a store were the knives, he says. Berghouti, who has six children, and Bibi, who recently got married, are seeing early signs of success. Numerous people, including other former prisoners, have been asking them for advice about starting their own food trucks. And there's word that another food truck has started operating in the Gaza Strip. In the beginning, people were just curious about the food truck, says Berghouti, as he piles a sausage sandwich with toppings. People wanted to support us because we're former prisoners, he says. But now they come for the food. For the world, Dalia Hatuka, Ramallah.